What did Imam Hussein do? Was it just a bunch of bad guys who stood up and Imam Hussein said, I'm going to fight them? That's a very minimal approach to Ashura and understanding Ashura. The whole story began with Ash-shajaratul mal'unatu fil Qur'an, the cursed tree in the Qur'an. What is meant by tree here cannot be an object like the normal trees, trunk and branch. The Mufassireen at the top, of course, Allama Tabatabai, they show and prove that this shajaratul mal'una is what? Is that tree of Bani Umayyah. This is a family tree. All of the trouble that was caused for Imam Hussein to do what he did was because of Bani Umayyah. Once we understand how this tree grew, we will know that, oh, it's not just Yazid. It goes all the way back to the beginning when the Muslim Ummah messed up. All of this while keeping respect, brothers and sisters, for the other schools. We have to learn to have dialogue. Some people, it's as if Allah has created them just to cause division. No. All of this while keeping as much respect as we can and trying to understand the other side. Trying to understand them. So how did this tree grow? The Prophet passes away. We believe that Ali ibn Abi Talib had to come after him. They put Imam Ali aside. They choose someone else. Bani Umayyah, who is watching, sees this happening. They say, wow, look at the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Already, nothing's happened yet. Already, they're dividing. That's the first step. The seed for this tree is planted. Anything that we see later came from this seed right here. We move on. Seeds, if they want to grow, you have to till the ground. Till it, let the sun shine on that soil a little bit so that it gives its fruit. What was the environment that this seed was planted in? For 100, almost 100 years, these people are not allowed to say, I heard the Prophet say this. The Prophet said that. The Prophet used to act like this. He used to do it like that. All of these things, none of that. Not only the hadiths of the Prophet that he said, but just in general, the sunnah of the Prophet. Anything that has to do with the Prophet. Everything is prohibited for 100 years. Think about it, brothers and sisters. Think about how if someone who has ill intentions can capitalize on this situation and make up as many hadiths as he likes to justify his position and his doings. This seed, if it wants to grow, water is needed. What was the water that was given to it? When was the first time that Bani Umayyah actually was given some power? That's when Yazid bin Abi Sufyan and his brother Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan were sent to conquer Sham, and they did conquer Sham, and now the Khalifa gives them power. They are the rulers of Sham. Limited power, of course, but power nonetheless. Bani Umayyah is now established somewhere through Muawiyah. This power is given, this water is given to this seed so that it can start moving, start coming to life for the first time. But now this seed wants to break out of its shell. It wants to start growing. In the first Saqifa, Khilafah was taken away. Authority and power was taken away from its rightful owner. Fine, it's in the hands of others. At least they are keeping Islam, intact. What happens after that? The assassination of Uthman. Ali ibn Abi Talib does not want this to happen, because when the Khalifa of the Muslimin, Khalifa means what? The one who sits in the place of someone else. That means it's as if the Prophet, this is happening to the Prophet. Yes, of course Uthman is nowhere close to the Prophet, but he is sitting in the same position of the Prophet. When this central government of the Muslim Ummah is compromised and weakened like this, it's not good for the Muslim Ummah. Because of those people who had no insight. We're young and full of emotion, some of them, but no insight. Would recite the Quran very nicely, but no knowledge of the Quran, no understanding the Quran, no putting the Quranic verses together. The same thing that we see today in ISIS. They break off from the army of Ali, they break off from that community, and they start creating problems. First, it's ideological. Then they start assassinating people. Then they become a threat to the Muslim Ummah. Ali ibn Abi Talib has to spend energy to get rid of these people. Only a few of them are left, and these few Khawarij, they are called, are the ones who eventually, because of that grudge, because of that takfirism that they have for Ali ibn Abi Talib and Muawiyah, of course, what do? They try to assassinate all, but unfortunately only Ali ibn Abi Talib is the one to be assassinated. Muawiyah is only injured. Now, this seed that was growing, that we gave it water, it broke out of its seed. It's making its way up. Abu Sufyan, when he found out that yes, Bani Umayyah has become Khalifa now, he said, take me to the grave of Hamza, Sayyidul Shuhada. Why? He kicks the grave of Hamza. He says, that thing that we were fighting for, which was power. Look at the understanding of this person after 90 years, Abu Sufyan. He sees everything as just power. That thing that we were fighting over, my children have it now. He's speaking to the grave of Hamza. That we pray that Allah rids the Muslim Ummah of the filth that's ruling these graves right now and has power over these graves. We went this year to the grave of Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada. In ruins, Bani Umayyah, led by Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan, without any competition, no one could contest him. Yeah, there is someone by the name of Hassan ibn Ali, but Muawiyah has the upper hand now. This seed comes out of the ground now. That's why Hassan ibn Ali alayhi salam has no choice but to sign a ceasefire and peace treaty with Muawiyah. But right when Muawiyah dies, we still have people like Marwan, we still have people like Yazid, we have people like that. And the ones that come after them, they're going to still destroy Islam. Islam is going to be destroyed. This tree has to be cut down somehow. Imam Hassan is gone. Imam Ali is gone. Fatimah Zahra gave her life way in the beginning. There is one more hope left, and that's Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And that's where Imam Hussein begins the journey that is still going on till today, and you and I are sitting here.
اللهم اكشف هذه الغمة عن هذه الأمة بحضوره وعجل لنا ظهوره إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه غريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.